Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, Bang Bang, welcome to the Dave Portnoy Show with Eddie and company.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You know, remind me to tell you a story, actually, which I'm sure we're going to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about the weed incident?
Yeah, we'll lead off with that. I know you talked about it in the rundown, but I mean...
Because Bird Dogs was mentioned is part of the story, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, when I came to, the nurse or whoever it was like, I was... Again, proof, I was wearing Bird Dogs, so I was wearing them. He's like, asked about the pants. He's like, are those Bird Dogs? And it made me think I was not in the real world. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, those are Bird Dogs, right? I'm like, yeah, how'd you know? He's like, I see the ads. And I'm like, oh, I'm not awake. This is a dream. Like, I don't know why, but it was very strange.
He sees the ads like he's seen a Bird Dogs ad before. Yeah. He's seen you do Bird Dogs.
Me do Bird Dogs.
Oh, so he knew who you were?
Of course. I'm famous.
I know, but I figure, like.
No, it's embarrassing. So I've been in the hospital twice in my time, one with a fake heart attack.
It was half real, the heart attack.
No, it's a pulled muscle walking up the steps after eating too much popcorn at the movie theater.
Okay, so you told them the rundown. I intentionally avoided most of the story because I wanted to hear it here.
So here's what happened. Stu Feiner came in one day during Advisors, and he had four of these things called punch bars. They're chocolate, like weed edibles, mm-hmm. And they're probably like, I don't know, they're a little square. And he handed the four to me, and he said, take one of these, you'll be good. That's what he said. So I've had them. I haven't used them, and I'm over at my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and I went to get a glass of wine. It's like 2:30. My sister and her family just showed up. My mom, she doesn't know how to buy wine. They're not like wine people. So she's had the same wine probably forever. I don't know what. It's like Manschewitz. It's not real. I wasn't going to drink it. So it's like, all right, whatever. I'm not going to have wine. I want a little tiny buzz. So I was going to like microdose weed, like just a tiny, you know, just take the edge off Thanksgiving. So I went in, got the punch bar and just took, I remember Stu taking one. I took a bite, put it away and went back out. 20 minutes later, and I'm not a huge weed guy. 20 minutes later, I knew something was up. I'm like, whoa, I am feeling this. So I walk into the bathroom, look at the punch bar, and there were 9 doses in one punch bar. So it wasn't like one dose. It was 9 doses. So each it was clearly marked in the package, which I did not read. But each little one, there's 9 doses. Each one was 25 I keep saying
milligrams.
Milligrams. So I ate 6 of them. So I ate 150 milligram edible at once. I start freaking out. I call Silvana and I'm like, I just ate 6 milligrams of this shit, like 150. Can you Google that? Am I going to die? Like, what's happening? She's like, no, you can't die from like weed. No one ever dies. It's true. There's never been an overdose, which is crazy. Never been. Like, people may do crazy shit, yeah. But you can't overdose from weed. But I was freaking out. So I walked out just as we're getting ready to eat. And I just told my mom, I'm like, Ma, I don't feel good. I got to go lay down. So she's like, all right, that's weird. I went, lay down. She comes in. She's like, you want some Tums? I'm like, no, that won't help. And I knew it was increasing everything. And I was on a different planet. So I knew I had to tell her, which is so weird because my parents aren't drug people at all. Like, for I could have said it was like crystal meth, like I like weed, but and I don't do it much. But I'm like, I gotta tell you, I screwed up. I took too much weed. I'm just like on a different planet. So I told my mom that. Like 2 seconds later, I was holding a water bottle. The water bottle falls over. My mom's like, the water bottle fell, and I'm like, yep, and. Bang, my head hit the bed, like passed out, woke up 5 hours later in the hospital.
No.
5 hours later. No recollection of it. When I say no recollection, like I don't remember, they call 911, ambulance comes, takes me there. I was having slight out-of-body experiences, like I was floating above my body, and I could see like my mom or like the hospital like talking to me, and I'm like, I'm up here. And it was crazy. I'm like, oh, I died. I think I'm in like this alternate world. It was almost like stuck. Like I couldn't get back into my body.
So an ambulance took you.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
That, I mean, it's a shame that there wasn't like reports like, oh, like, you know, Dave Porter, everyone had been freaking
I
out.
I guess I heard, which was nice by like the police, the ambulance or whoever it was. They like made sure when I got admitted, they're like, don't say who it is. I was not like on a file anyway.
Oh, that's good, Dad.
But I mean, I told everybody anyways. I mean, it was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. And then my parents, of course, are like, they're grilling me. They're like, what? We're so hard to hang out with that you like need. It's like, you weren't even supposed to know. I was supposed to take touch. Like when Stu said, take one, I was like, I'll take half. Like, I just want a tiny, like, it's not that uncommon, but yeah, I fucked it up. And 150, there's some weed hardos out there. That's a shit ton. Like 20 is a lot.
So like, did you go into Thanksgiving like knowing like, hey, I'm gonna do this?
Or you're like, just like, I went literally to get a glass of wine. There wasn't any. I'm like, all right, I'll just do this instead. Like same kind of like just like take the edge off. But man, I'd never. And weed affects me more than anything in the world. When I do it, I don't even do a lot. So. It was a tiny bit.
And, you know, the content coming out before that was, like, great. You know, the watermelon return, the video of your dad with the Milanos was great. I hate Trump. Everything was great. And then
that was all time from my dad.
How did that go down?
My dad was sitting next to me on like, we're sitting watching TV, and he just turns and goes, I'm going to tell you something you don't know about me. Dead serious. He goes, I hate Donald Trump. I couldn't believe he said it. I was like, that's the only thing people know about you.
But he clarified, but he doesn't hate Republicans.
Yeah, after he tried to, he did try to say, he tried to talk his way out of it being like, it's his hatred of Trump doesn't reflect how he feels about like Republicans. Like if he liked a Republican, he would vote for a Republican for president. Mm-hmm. He just hates Trump so much. I think he's partly too, because obviously all the shit that's happening with me, with, you know, the stuff we've talked about ad nauseum, it he knows it's like crazy liberals. So I think his point is like, yeah, like they're crazy too. Like there's nobody to like, basically.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I ruined Thanksgiving.
Really? Was like your sister? Was anyone like did they take over? I don't know.
No, well, my parents aren't like, obviously, I don't think anybody knew. Now, granted, from what I gathered, because I'm like, were you guys like super scared? And they were definitely scared, but everybody kept saying like the plea or whoever, like his heart's strong. Like he's fine. He's just out of it.
You're just fucking, someone hit you with a dart.
It was crazy. And for some reason, my head, I was so fucked up. It's like, if I close my eyes and fall asleep, I'm gonna die. Like I have to stay awake. So I was fighting so hard. I know now, if you just fall asleep, you wake up, you go. Like, but I was fighting it. No matter what, my parents were gonna come in. If I was just unconscious, like in the bed, they would have called 911 no matter what.
Yeah.
It was I was embarrassed and felt bad. I really did.
Yeah, I mean you don't get out there much anyway.
No, so. I ruined it. Not intentionally at all. And I know my parents don't believe like that I was just trying to take like tiny, they wouldn't notice at all. Like, it's not that uncommon. I bet a lot of people when they're on Thanksgiving take a little like that or a wine or whatever.
Yeah.
I certainly was not trying to get obliterated high.
Well, it was questionable because I was texting Kareem. We were talking about the show. I forgot what exactly we were saying. And he's just like, Dave's like gone dark. It's super weird. Like you're like we were waiting for you to
yeah.
launch the sale.
The fact that I even tweeted anything was a testament to my work ethic. Like I want to say that because I could barely keep my eyes open. I have like 9,000 alarms just waiting. I remember that I think a midnight tweet or something, and I just opened my hand, the phone fell out, and I was just out cold again.
Were people like was like Erica and like people hitting you up like what's going on?
No, not it? Really.
Oh, okay, it wasn't yeah. like a.
No.
Pulling the fire alarm. Yeah, the text crazy. Message, obviously. It was chaos at the chicken coop as well. It was,
yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I was out of my mind. And she, like, mm-hmm. I didn't want to tell my parents.
Yeah.
Because I knew they wouldn't get it right, but it's like, what am I going to do? So I was on the phone with her. And it was like, if I was talking to Silvana, I felt like I'd stay awake. But, and she, that. Like, my mom and Silvana have never talked.
Yeah.
And they were talking. Like,
oh, really?
Because she was on speakerphone. My mom was in the room. And Silvana was like, I heard my mom be like, sorry we have to meet this way.
it's nuts. It's such a shame that there's not video of your dad, like, you know, walking in that room, like, figuring what to do. Like
my mom handled it very well. Better that yeah. she was calm, like, yeah. didn't freak out. I barely saw my sister. Like, she got there, and it just happened. And I don't know how much my sister knows about weed either, or whether she's like, he'll be fine. I don't know. But I've never had that. I'm not, like, I don't get fucked up to that extent where I've never blacked out in my life.
So are you done with the weed or what?
That was just a juvenile mistake, error that I made. Yeah. Like, I will obviously never, ever do that again. I'm going to be far more careful.
It's just a shame that there's nothing like you going out in the hospital bed or something, because that would have been an all-time clip, all-time picture.
I mean,
do you have anything like that or no?
I mean, I'm a performer at all times, so.
Oh, it should be good.
No, I mean, well, I have one. I have two things. One that. That's crazy, actually, now that I'm looking at it. And maybe I'll send it, but yeah, this is when I woke up.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, your eyes are shut. It's like.
That was when I woke up. And part of it's like, I don't want, like, people being like, oh, Penn's stock, Dave's yeah, like, yeah. So I wasn't even sure I was going to say anything. I knew it was funny, but it was weed. And then, I have another video, like, right before I went out.
It's like David goes to the dentist.
Can we set up some sort of an alert system, like you just said? Like, it'd be nice to know if you're going to die ahead of time. Like,
listen, everyone's come for me, including the weed. It's going to be tough to take me out. They said I'm in great health. They're like, you're in great health. And obviously, trust me, they tested for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, the report is like, no meth, no this, no that. It's like, it was fucking a punch bar from Stu fucking Finer. And my parents were like, what happened? Like, well, I told him, like, Stu Finer, that motherfucker gave me these punch bars. Like, my mom's like, Stu. I mean, he definitely said eat one, but it's my fault 100%. It can't be more clearly marked when you actually look at the package, which I didn't do.
That's unbelievable. And it just to happen there with them, like how they, I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy.
And then how'd you bounce back? So then you went right to Miami on Friday?
Yeah. And I was still pretty high.
Were you? Like the whole flight and everything?
Yeah, like the whole day, really. I didn't feel like myself till Saturday. But yeah, I mean, I woke up, I was okay. Like, even when I woke up in the hospital, like, yeah, I was still high, but I was back to, all right, I know, I'm back to myself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
You were still cooked when you got to Miami, because you went and sat down in the sun and just, like, laid there, and you're like, yeah.
Well, I was definitely still high.
Are you guys, did you guys go to the club Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. Friday, just, I went out to dinner, that's it.
Are you back in club shape? Like, were you?
I don't want to be in club shape. I don't want to go out. No. Like, I very much would, my preferred night would be like dinner and like bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up with Gaz? We're hanging out with Rick Ross, and is he running?
All time move by him. Like, just no sense of awareness at all. Like, how many times did he tweet and brag about Rick Ross and like things? As I said, it's like I was being dragged like through. It was probably the lowest I've been in 2 decades. And
not when I tweeted that.
Yes, it was.
That was after I got the evidence that you needed. I got that. It was a
Kareem
week
had that too. That was just somebody who sent it. No. That was really in poor taste. It was. Like, all right, once, but how many times do you have to, like, just read the room?
It was
Major League, like, guys are like, I'm going through actually the worst experience I've had to go through since I've been doing Barstool, and he's just having the time of his life in Miami. Great, maybe keep it off social media.
You did nothing wrong, Dave. You did nothing
but that,
wrong.
What was that have to do with anything?
I know already, that. You were free. You were a free man at that point. And it was the number one non-sports moment that I've experienced in my life. So it's like,
oh, as long as you're having a good time, as long as Paulie Playoffs is having a good time in Miami, partying and doing everything while I'm getting dragged through the mud in New York. It was, again, I how many times did you talk about it? Like 100?
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, it was an amazing moment. It was like when you
good.
You know, Brady or whatever. It was like one of those big moments in life.
Yeah, I mean, he's been firing off Rick Ross, you up tweets for a long time.
So?
It was a white whale. It was a big moment for Paul.
What is that? Who cares? You can still have the moment without openly bragging to the world when supposedly one of your good friends is going through I'm being accused of heinous crimes and he's with Rick Ross having the time of his life.
You were already clear.
Is this worse?
I don't know what that means, already clear.
I think he means it kind of died down already.
No. It was I was still very much in the weeds.
What day was it?
This was Saturday.
Saturday?
Not this Saturday. It was the week
before. The week before. Is this worse or better than when he took a selfie with Chainsmokers? Remember you got mad at him for that?
No. Not really.
You remember that, right, Paul?
Because I was friends with one of their friends. So I was like, oh, look who I'm with. And I sent it to my friend. And then Dave was like, you're a loser.
Yeah. Well,
If I do anything public, he can do whatever he wants publicly.
Do anything publicly. I'm getting.
I never post anything publicly. You used to say I had the most cringe social media. You couldn't even follow me.
I don't.
I know. And I shut it down. And then
you're telling me your social media, your Instagram is not cringe. It has to be.
I don't post publicly because I don't want to deal with the repercussions. Like, I don't post publicly. I don't know what you mean. What does that mean?
Is your close friends group public?
I don't share anything to the world.
I don't think that's true. I hear a lot of people say they always see your shit.
I very rarely will post something publicly because it's more just for my friends.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
But, all right, so publicly being your close friend group?
Yeah, I have 100 friends that I share stuff that doing actively. Right. Correct.
What is his cringiest social media moment?
This isn't – I wouldn't have said anything.
You can't get off in a cringe off right now, Dave. There's nothing more cringe than your social media these days.
So,
Hold on. We're talking
playoffs.
About – No, we're talking about two totally different things. I wouldn't have said a word. The cringe is not doing a Rick Ross. It's there's basically a death in the family.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are two totally – I have no problem with people saying, the cringe shit with, Silvana on TikTok or numbers and shit like that. But those are two totally – if Paul just died, I wouldn't be making TikToks with Silvana being everything's great. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You left your friend to go to Breeders by himself. That was fucked up.
Right. So that – Elliot was mad about that. But that's what I'm – it's just – when one person's so low, not that the other person's having the time of his life, it's like, oh, that's fucking weird.
Do you think your social media is more cringy than Gaz's?
What are we talking about cringy?
Well, that's right. We made a left turn. We're away from the moment that he turned it. Now we're talking about cringe social media.
No, I mean, I'm doing stuff with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
That you're referring to her TikTok.
Well, he said that. He said yours is...
Numbies.
Numbies.
But there were, again, I want to be very clear. I'm not, I wouldn't have said anything about the Rick Ross shit if
it weren't for the timing.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I know. That's just saying that conversation led into cringe social media and how you say Gaz is the cringiest.
And
in the world.
Gaz knows where I go with this. Like, he's living in Miami with Jeremy Spung taking him to the thing. Like, that, none of that, that exists because of me. And I'm having the worst 2 weeks of my life. So I'm glad he's having the time of his life through Barcel. I'm actually right now having the worst. So maybe now is not the time to do 9,000 selfies of how great your life is.
But that's as reliant as the world's spinning. Like, you know, Gazzo's getting out there, right?
But I mean, that's there was a very different circumstance. Again, I wouldn't cared at all.
So if he after the New Yorker one, if he's going out, there's no worried about that. It was just this. It was just the big one.
What?
After, like, the New York article, the new hit piece.
Oh, that one didn't even – that was a big nothing ball from Reevesy.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about it because it's such a nothing. He's probably got, like – it didn't go anywhere. And they tried to, but it got no –
The whole first, like, five paragraphs were just recapping the –
Yeah, I don't know what he would have written about. He 8 months, and the whole article is recapping somebody else's article. He didn't get one quote, which is stunning.
One quote – oh, from –
You didn't get one quote from even people who hate us.
The only, like, kind of new thing is he had, like, a couple quotes from the Aurora thing in the Wisconsin-Notre Dame tailgate.
He had nothing. He had absolutely nothing.
The only things I wrote down.
And he lied about why he wouldn't do the video. He's like, because I didn't think it was appropriate for a serious subject matter. He said it would be distracting. It wouldn't have been distracting. He's a pussy. He's like, he wanted to get in the ring with me. No, I didn't. I wanted... You ask me your questions, I'll answer them, and I want documented proof. And by the way, video matters. Like, how somebody handles themselves and conducts themselves, you get to see what a worm these people are.
Body language.
Yeah. Like, see how they react when I hit them over the head with facts. None of them want to do it. They'll never do it. But I wasn't trying to ambush nothing. I've give the same offer to every single person. Bring as many people as you want. Bring your own crew, your own everything. We'll have ours, and we can have a discussion. But they won't do it. They'll never do it because this is such a stretch, but I've seen a lot, like the new CEO of Twitter. He's like everyone's quote tweeting. He said something that was a joke on The Daily Show, and it's about Muslims and white people and racists or something. I don't know what it was, but out of context can look bad. And then everyone's defending. The same people who kill me, like, wait a minute, that's out of context. It's a joke. But exactly what they do to me.
Yeah, what I found interesting, the couple things I wrote down from that article, and if you don't know what we're referring to, New York Magazine, it was a second punch of the 1-2 hit piece. It came out Monday or Tuesday of last week.
A little bit. It really did nothing.
See, I don't even, like you said, I don't think you tweeted about it. And
It was such a nothing event.
I didn't read it till this morning. I didn't even care. I was like, but.
Again, these articles, weirdly, are such vindications for me. 8.5 months. This was obviously intended to be like a huge clickbait thing. It was like Moby Dick. It was so long, and there was nothing in it.
There was usually they'd use that fucking hit piece picture of you, and that alone will just garner, 500 retweets. I didn't even see it get, like, cycled around that much.
No. The one thing, I sent him a note, which is just such a preposterous lie. He's like, Dave Portnoy defended Harvey Weinstein. No, I did not. And I actually included the article that I wrote when Deadspin lied and said – they quoted something I never said and included the actual clip from Barstool Radio when the Harvey Weinstein case first broke. It was myself, Kevin Clancy, Fran, and Tommy. I was talking to fucking Fran. It was like a woman was in the conversation. And the thing starts with Kevin being like, he's a monster, he's the worst. And the discussion just turned into more like, should prostitution be legal? Very Barstool Radio. Never, ever fucking defended him. Always said he was a monster. I sent that clip to Reeves. I'm like, you going to correct this? Like, here it is. And the article's out there. He didn't respond because he's a fucking coward. But that, like, people just lie. It made me almost think again. Remember that hockey reporter who said, like, we made fun of Dana Lang?
Oh, yeah.
And when in reality we did a charity for her. And when we put it out, they just deleted that part. She never apologized. Now, they're just full of shit. The media is full of shit.
And the things I wrote, so it says, over the years, Portnoy has joked about rape. That has, you have not over the years joked about that.
That totally false. There's the one joke, obviously, that everybody knows, and I've said a million times, I wouldn't make again. Definitely didn't come across as funny. What everyone takes is that clip from Inside Edition, which is where I learned always videotape the interviews, because they took a three-hour interview and cut it into like 30 seconds. And if you saw that whole clip, when I obviously I don't, she asks if I know how offensive it is, and my response, meaning I wouldn't have made the joke if I realized how offensive it is, because I wasn't trying to offend people, I was trying to make people laugh. But that joke, and then there were probably four to five more in quick succession, because that blew up when that blew up, and I was being so over the top with it, like, they think we're pro-rape. No, we're not. But if a girl passes out, it's like a gray area. It was so over the top and like clearly making – I was just going back and forth at this group. All those jokes they've taken and being like, see, another serious. It was all one cycle of events with me being a wise ass, like,
yeah.
I don't know, 15 years ago.
I don't think people really stitched that together unless if you were really following back then. Like, I remember clear as day what it was happening.
Those, yeah.
Yeah, I remember clear as day. Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, Inside Edition's coming, and you put on the jersey, and it was like, oh, this is how it's going to be. And it was funny in time, but then obviously now you see it on TikTok and shit. It's like, well, yeah, that looks horrible out of context.
You can cut up anything, and that's what people do with me. I mean, it just is. Obviously, the latest one was different type of allegations. Frankly, I'm waiting. I've said this. I'm obviously in a better state right now, but I'm walking around waiting for a piano to drop on my head again. Like, that girl, Julia Black, it's still pinned to her Twitter profile. Mm-hmm. Like, send me dirt on Dave Portnoy. I've heard they're just going to – the Business Insider playbook is run it again. Like, keep the same story. Maybe they get another girl. Now, these first two girls, total bullshit. There's nothing to it. But people won't even – like, if they get another one that's total bullshit, well, now there's three. It doesn't matter. So I'm just sitting waiting for fucking these people to do it again. Also, one of the girls, and I'm not saying the names. I never will. She opened a fucking
OnlyFans
like 2 days after. She's in the top 1% of creators. She didn't want to be mentioned, her name, because of harassment. She made it super clear who she was and then did an OnlyFans. Like, isn't that embarrassing for Julia Black, the author?
Hey, she or did reach she out to you at all, or
who?
No?
Julia Black?
The girl.
No.
No, nothing.
Nope.
Neither, I assume.
Nope.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And the other thing from this article was the Swampscott quote, who said, like, he's the I'm not surprised he's the king of the dipshits, or like.
Yeah, that you can even include, like, anonymous. First of all, I don't care about that quote, but, like, that you can even include just, I think they make quotes up, mm-hmm. the anonymous ones. That's even the first article I see. The people who don't like me will be like, three women accused. They have the accounts of two, and then there's just a third, like, nothing quote with no name, no
she
context.
Didn't get a name, so she wasn't important enough to get a name.
Is yeah, that, and no context, no nothing. You yeah. like, all right, what am I supposed to fucking do about that? You have liars. They didn't, that these Julia Black's a liar. She intentionally didn't put the police report in.
And then the head engineer.
The who?
The guy who started the website.
Ian White.
I didn't know that. What? I didn't put two and two together. He was a head engineer at Business Insider.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still there?
No. Oh. I tried to hire him way back in the day. I like Ian.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's a huge part of the fucking place. Yeah. So whatever. I mean, you're kind of just like smoothing out now. It's like 3 weeks out.
Yeah, but like I said, it's walking around waiting for a piano to drop on your head.
But I think like...
Because she's definitely, I've heard she's working on more. I haven't heard from her, but, you know, when you're, that got so much publicity and you're asking the world for dirt on me. And you know, who knows? I didn't know these two girls were out there or exist. I know there's the crazy one who hasn't been heard from yet.
Mm-hmm.
So who fucking knows?
Yeah, we'll see. Monitor the situation.
I just hope whatever comes out of the woodwork, I just pray to God I got the receipts again. And I was lucky to have them.
Reeves kind of gave you a nice compliment when he said he was at the like Chicago event. He was like, Dave Portnoy walked out with like Common Projects and his like model girlfriend.
I saw that.
I was like, shout out selves.
Yeah, I showed her that. She was happy about that. Shout out. People like, that wasn't a hippie. It's just like, the dude called me an asshole. It's like, he, of course it was a hit piece.
Yeah.
He failed.
Yeah, I mean, it was – when I read it, and I didn't – like I said, I didn't even want to read it, but I was like, for the sake of the show, obviously I have to read it, but it was just so tired of the same – it's the same shit.
Same shit over. That the only stuff that truly has bothered me is the sexual, like, heinous crime allegations. I mean, those are horrific things, and I know they're false, and I know there's not an ounce to it, but you don't want to be walking down the street and people are like, does that guy fucking, like – rape girls. Yeah. Like, it's a fucking terrible thing. And you got, we probably talked about, like, the Minka kind, still nothing. Like, you know, I lost. It's just, you're never going to win with those people. And I guess I had her pegged wrong. But whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah. Is there any touch and go, like, people associating with you yet? Or has that been a thing?
No.
Because that's what sucks too, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, I we've talked about it a lot. But I know what happened, but I'm the only one who truly knows what happened. I think everyone around here. But no, most people have been, you know, some people made fun of the press, but the facts I had were pretty undeniable. Yeah. There was one girl who I saw, she did a podcast about it, which I may post at one point. I don't know. I feel like people are getting tired of it, but she was on my side, and she wrote an article, and she's like a freelance writer, and submitted it to every publication, and nobody got back to her. Everyone, the Atlantic, maybe the only one, they're like, you know, we can't write this. It's just, it was a narrative that liberal, fucking crazy media people, extreme left, you know, they don't like me in the Barstool and they think we're the devil and they ran with it.
Yeah. Well, to be continued for sure, we would all assume.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
This is typically one of the listeners' favorite show of the year because someone is always in the jackpot.
Yeah, I don't think we got anybody this year.
Which is shocking.
If we do, I'm not aware of them.
Do we have any? I had Kareem track some stuff.
I got the numbers, but there was nothing like that stands out in terms of like nobody really.
We had a very good Black Friday. It was our best Black Friday we've ever had. Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Ever?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Even without Caller Daddy?
Yep.
But we still kind of have Caller Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. But Caller Daddy, yeah, it was Barstool who carried the day.
Were you surprised by that? To have it be the biggest one ever without them?
No. Because of everything that's... not to be a broken record, but when we are under attack, we grow stronger.
See, I agree that may have affected it in some aspect, but I don't think that was the full thing. I don't think you could correlate that, in my opinion. But
they bought cancel culture sweatshirts.
I mean, sure, yeah, to some degree, yes. People who buy that for sure, and they're
I think the number one and two sellers were me, cancel culture and the
Sharks.
One bite.
Not the Sharks hoodie?
Sharks is up there, but
maybe
no.
I'm wrong then. But
cancel culture was flying.
Maybe I guess I'm wrong then, but I didn't really associate
the one I did when it came after me for the pizza with Walmart. Everything that I'm associated with is way up.
Oh, that's great then. I didn't really, because it, you know, it didn't really have that kind of vibe where it's like, you know, I know you sent emails like saying, hey, this is a big one. I think everyone definitely bought into that, saying like, you're right, we have to fucking lean on the backs of the stoolies who, you know, love us, but I didn't realize how much that came into play.
I mean, it affected a lot, I think, my stuff, and I do think it affects – I think you're underestimating how people feel not about us and just the environment right now. They want to support people who stick to their guns. And I it's not like that. I think people – aren't like 99.9 convinced that I'm telling the truth. They're 100%.
Yeah.
So they're like, this is fucking bullshit.
No, like if your thing was the number one or two seller, like I can't. The stats are there to argue. I just look around and I see, you know, some of the merch is getting so fucking like to another level. I feel
we have very good merch.
Like
yeah.
It's like the merch team's doing a great job, and you know the golf stuff is crazy.
Golf was huge. Crazy. Golf is huge.
Do we have
the Riggsy gets the free pass?
Some of the brands did some like really creative stuff. Like the Bussin' guys invited people to come down on the bus if they bought merchandise. There was like Biz, go drink with Biz at like a hockey game.
Yeah, it's
game.
A combo.
Like,
it's absolutely a combo. We have good stuff that people want, and then they want to support us.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you're going to buy our shit, there's no better time than those 4 days.
Yeah, right.
To be fair. Vin Dogs is great, too, by the way. I had Kareem pull he doesn't have numbers, but I haven't pulled the top five sellers. Is that okay? Can we say that?
Yeah, don't say the numbers,
but just say what the articles of clothing were.
All right, yeah. So number one was the Awful Cloth One Bite hoodie, and then number two was the Cancel Culture hoodie in blue. Number three was the Barstool Nike, the fleece one, and then four was the black Cancel Culture hoodie, and then the fifth was the Moon Man plaid plush hoodie. So
wow,
all five were
three
hoodies.
Out of five. So I guess yeah, I got egg on my face, but I don't know. You're right, I guess. I guess that's what it is.
Dave's cliche, Dave's this, Dave's brick by brick. When you've been doing it for 20 years, you have a large, loyal, they're the people like that. And it's not cliche. It lets me be me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, I give a fuck, but I know I have a large fan base that believes what I say and allows me to be me and kind of sets the tone all the way down.
And have you ever do you release the number that we made?
I don't know. I never know. I
don't think we do.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Can you release and then bleep if we don't want it?
No.
No?
No.
I tried. But the caller daddy return, was it kind of?
No, she still did good.
Yeah.
I think she lost, so Caller Daddy was its own website. I think she lost a little bit because she had very good stuff on just not having the uptick of Barstool with it. I think it hurt. Like, I think she would have, I think Caller Daddy would have done better if it was in the Barstool store. Was it in the Barstool store? Or was it?
No.
It was on our own website. Yeah, I think I guess she would have done. I could be wrong. She still did great.
Yeah,
significantly better if it was in our store.
Were we counting units or were we counting percentage? Because we get a smaller.
No, I'm talking about how she did like this year versus last year.
Oh, okay.
Didn't she not do like a sale though? It was just she released new merch and it was full price.
That would be savage. I don't know if she did that.
I think I went and looked at the site and I didn't see any.
But regardless, though, that's the first time I think she's dropped merch in a while, so people are probably excited.
Yeah, no, she did great. I mean, she's still powerful.
Yeah, I mean, she's had said Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski on her podcast, so.
Davidson, she didn't
that
have.
That was actually fake.
Oh, was it?
She clickbaited.
Yeah, Pete Davidson was just clickbait. The other one, she did have, I think, Emily on, right?
Yeah.
God, I got fucking got. What did you think of the Cyber Monday event, the Dunk Tank?
It was so smelly, but it was good. It was our best Cyber Monday ever. The Nadu versus Jersey Jerry is going to be something. Rico's a crazy person. People think, like, we have just crazy people running around this office.
The best part was before we went live, it was Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Jersey Jerry's trying to charge him.
We got some nutballs here.
We had three straight-up Steve Wilkos security guards, like, in between.
I was thinking about last night a little bit how crazy Rico is. How... Like, the fact he locked himself in his own room, he has made up. There's nobody who is more self-centered and self-absorbed in the world than Rico. It's crazy. Like, he literally, I know how he thinks. He thinks all anybody cared about or talked about last night was him in that room. He's like, this is, and if he just came out and did nothing, was part of the group, no one would care. It would be like, that's the end of it.
He was in his bunker, man.
He is.
Who wanted the security? Was that a Barstool thing, or did someone request
for
it?
For Jerry, and I knew we needed that.
Yeah, I mean, they were going over the top, low blows. It was actually like a real fight promo feel.
Yes, big time.
Yeah. Not, I mean, comparatively, though, probably not as good as the White Sox-Dave pitch-off, though, right? Or what do you think?
Well, that was funny at the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did better numbers yesterday, yeah. But it was good.
All right, so biggest fucking 4 days ever. That's crazy. Let's bring in Smitty now. So Smitty is going through some things now where he is unhappy with Barstool Game Time.
Okay.
And we're going to kind of hear out the situation and what's going on.
Well, preface, he's completely off Barstool
Game Time. Yes, which I had no idea about, but I don't doubt Dave did either.
Didn't he personally decide that he wasn't going to do anything till next year? That's what I've heard.
Maybe. We'll hear. He's going to talk about it. Maybe we'll let's do ZipRecruiter while we wait for him, Dave.
All right, ZipRecruiter. According to Forbes, gyms, nail salons, hotels, mom-pop stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spring in coming months to meet the pent-up demand for all these services. I can't wait to get back into a movie. I haven't been to a movie in forever. I love movies. I haven't been to a concert in a while either. All these businesses reopening means millions of jobs need to be filled. Where do you go in business turn to fill these fat roles fast? ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Barstool. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send you your job to over 100 top job sites, giving you access to their network of millions of job seekers. You can easily review recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply for your job, which encourages them to apply faster. ZipRecruiter's technology is so effective that 4 out of 5 employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Barstool. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Barstool, B-A-R-S-T-O-O-L. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Barstool.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, Smitty's here. Smitty can come in. All right, so now we're joined by Smitty. Dave, for the preface here, did you know Smitty was done with Game Time?
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true. I will do anything that I'm asked to do for Game Time.
But you did take a different role on compared to what you were with Game Time.
Well, this year specifically. So last year I streamed for 60 days total. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, 1 day, 2 hours, another day, 4 hours. I streamed for 60 24-hour days. That's 2 months I was live. And at the end of the year through this year, for whatever reason, I'm not in control of my own destiny there. Like, Dave, I admire you. You say, if you want to do something, go out and do it.
Yeah.
I've done that. And for whatever reason, I'm not in control of what I can do anymore. And that's after starting this in 2016, making that push in 2020, which was very successful. The numbers back it up. And for whatever reason, beginning this year, I don't have any say in what I do.
So people are saying, like, well, you can't do this? Is that what you mean?
Not necessarily. There have been instances in which we have been given directives on, like, big picture stuff on what to do. And, like, at the end of last year, when we moved to the office. In 2019, we had a pretty good thing going with, like, the Fortnite boom and everything. We're getting numbers on YouTube. Twitch streams are great. And then when we moved to the office, there was a directive where it's not just going to be Smitty streaming and Blaze editing and put it on YouTube. Everybody's going to be involved. It's going to be a 24/7 Twitch channel, and we're going to have people work on it, which is a great idea. I was all for it. But when nobody ultimately wanted to step up and stream, we're back to me. And then when Mooj came along, like, everyone's blowing his dick. Oh, Mooj, he's a savior of fucking Barstool. Who is this at?
I would like it, Your Honor, on the record, I never said anything you didn't. Close to that.
You didn't.
But I said he was a douchebag from the jump.
He's irreplaceable. But for a Game Time perspective, he's playing Fortnite in the background. He must know video games. A lot of effort was put behind Mooj. The Game Time YouTube channel was switched to Barstool Hooligans. Not rebranded, but switched to Barstool Hooligans solely to, like, cater to Mooj and that brand. Which, again, I was all for. I'm just taking directives. It got to a point where, at the end of 2020... and the stats back it up, where a lot of these directives ended up being swings and misses. And at the end of 2020, when we were specifically told, after 5 years of streaming on Twitch and building it up and getting an audience, to switch to YouTube, where we went from 600 to 1,000 concurrents to 50 overnight, where I pushed back. I'm like, hey, this isn't a good idea. We need to be on Twitch. No say. No say whatsoever. At the end of the year, my stream setup went to shit at home. I requested a PC, got denied. Okay, that's fine. Billy Football and others, who I love, and that's great, they were given $5,000 PCs to do whatever they want streaming wise. There's a PC in the game time room where it's
$5,000 PCs. What kind of PC is that?
It's like gaming things.
Yeah. That's so like, it costs $5,000.
It costs up to $5,000. What I was looking for is one like 1.5 to 2K, which is like basic. What I'm working with at home, which doesn't work anymore, was a PlayStation 4 and a laptop and my dick in my hand. It was basically doing things on a Nokia, which should have been like iPhone 11. So when I request an update, was denied. They get their stuff, which is fine. I found out that it was not given by Barstool, but by like a third party. I approached that third party as well and was told by Barstool, no, I can't do that. They were able to do it, but I couldn't do it to get a PC. And then the game time room, there's a PC that's unplugged, not doing anything. I was packing that up, take it home, and I was told to hold off on that. We're going to find the best use for it. And that was in April, and it's still unplugged in the corner.
So who, you keep the directives. Who are the directives from?
Right now, it's Logan and Devlin.
Logan Devlin.
Yes.
So Logan Devlin.
And before, we were working like well as a team, and for whatever reason this year, I've been kind of ousted.
Okay. All right. So as you probably know, I don't know nothing about Game Room. I mean. Game Time.
Game Room.
There do I. It's throwing shit against the wall for the most
but
part.
But no. I mean, I don't even know what's working, what's not. You've come in and basically said Game Time or Hooligans or whatever we want to call it was far more successful under your regime than it is right now.
The stats might say that. I'm saying I have no control over my own destiny now. And two other factors to that was my editor who basically built the Game Time YouTube from just me streaming and him editing was switched to like a Twitch overseer when he moved to the office. And at the end of 2020, he was let go without my like knowledge or anything. He was let go. And last week, Radio Bren, who was in the same situation, could blank out his name or whatever, he was fired.
Radio Bren was fired?
Yeah.
Last week.
For what?
Yeah, I
did you know that?
I did know that, yes.
For what? Is there something I shouldn't know? Is this not public?
No.
It's not public that he was let go, but from what I gathered, it was just like performance-based thing. Like it's the second time a Game Time producer has been let go.
And from what I saw, now granted, I've been out of it for about 5 or 6 months, Blaze and Radio Bren were both like doing everything they were asked. And it hurts me on a personal level when that shit happens. Because they were both loyal and just good.
Well, if we're getting rid of people on Game Time, assume it isn't performing. I don't know that it ever has. You always say it has. I don't know that it ever has. We've gone back and forth. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I don't know where it's at right now. And here's is this always the plan?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's good to hear, you know, we need more context, obviously, with Smitty. Yeah.
I have one thought on everything I've heard from Smitty, but okay. I'll try to summarize. Smitty started Game Time, was doing Game Time. It has switched a lot of when I guess Mooj, when he was here, it switched to Hooligans. You and Logan run it.
Not anymore, really. I'd say that. Logan moved out really during the winter because he went on to Surviving Barstool, Barstool vs. America. He didn't really have the bandwidth to still do really the full-time producing of Twitch.
So,
and same with me. I really got out of there really around. Smitty hasn't talked to me since March.
You guys are the ones giving the orders.
No, we're not. We're really not.
Who's giving the orders?
For him to say that he is not in control of his own destiny is one of the funniest things.
Who's giving the orders?
At this point, it's kind of Ben DiGiulio is running kind of the day-to-day producing.
Who?
And then Ben DiGiulio, he's one of the like head of Viceroy. Guy
you know
from
him, the kid in the cave, the Boston kid, heavy accent, Revere.
Okay.
Yeah,
we did a couple like really cool college tournaments last fall, last spring, where he used the Viceroy program, and that was like a really cool thing. Smitty hasn't talked to me since March because we had a production call after that.
March.
This past March.
So like 6 months ago, basically.
6 months ago, not a word. And we were giving him production notes, one thing being this new guy, Emregs, we hired.
Yep.
Before we hired him, he did these tournaments
with
Smitty.
Like Emregs?
Love Emregs. Okay. I think Emregs is great.
Guy.
He's a perfect addition for here because he's like the gamer nerd, which we need instead of like the common man.
Yeah, and he came from our Discord. He was a guy that played with Smitty. It was a great thing. And he had mentioned to me that he didn't – Smitty kept calling him Cumregs. On during the tournament.
It's a 4-hour live stream, and you know.
Yeah, yeah. And he did it in the spring one. he for multiple weeks. He did it in the fall. For a guy that we were about to hire, it just didn't make sense to me to keep doing that. And on top of it, he just asked politely, like, can you have Smitty not do this? It'd be like me calling you shitty,
okay.
General shitty. So I said, hey, Smitty, like, and a couple other guys said, Logan and Ben said, hey, by the way, we had, like, some people from Arizona State or Arizona watching.
Yeah, this was all said afterwards. After it was done, I got reamed out in a meeting by, boss.
To get by reamed out, Smitty, it's a production note.
You said it afterwards, like, you have no fucking right to call him comrades. You're not funny. You do this. Like,
I didn't say that. That's you compartmentalizing it. Can you see how red he gets when he gets angry?
Yeah, he's mad. I've seen him mad.
So here's what happened. Ben and Logan gave that note and said, hey, we had some people watching. We had, like, this is the thing we want to be sponsored. And we don't need to be PG, but hey, just maybe don't do this. And Smitty was like, well, if you want me to keep it PG, I'll do that.
Yeah,
and
why don't you said, tell me beforehand to keep it PG. Don't come afterwards and say my existence.
Well, we were telling you that there for the future. And you fought back against it.
Yeah, because you said that.
Because we said, Smitty, moving forward, don't do this.
You also said keep it professional on that stream and not get up and leave for 5 minutes at a time. Yes, even though beforehand,
sorry,
I informed
Dave,
everybody.
So for context here,
I informed everybody
he was at
that
home,
my wife was
he had
9 months
pregnant.
Do you want me to do this or not? Because I'm probably going to have to get up.
So the stream is 7 to 10 p.m. 9:45 is the most important
we're talking
part
back
of the
in
drop.
March.
Yeah. 9:45 is the most important part of the drop. 2 weeks in a row, Smitty went up to get his laundry, do whatever, and left them rags on the screen.
Get my laundry for,
like,
for my pregnant wife who can't fucking move and need to help her, you know, get dressed.
Sure, then don't.
Yeah, and I told you beforehand, and you fucking said, no, it's okay, don't worry about it, and afterwards.
No, I never said get up, take your laundry out at the most crucial part of the drop, and leave your fucking co-host to just do it alone.
You're bullshitting things. I'm not. Get up, take my laundry out, get up, help my fucking pregnant wife in and out of the shower.
Okay, then don't do the stream.
I said it beforehand, and you motherfuckers are like, oh, don't worry about it.
Well,
and
then
afterwards, you're like, oh, you gotta keep
out.
It's a toxicity and borderline vindictive shit like this I couldn't handle anymore.
Right. So gave him that note. Logan gave him that note. He fought back, and I basically said, we just don't want you to do it. Like, do you have anything else? And then he said, fuck you. I've been doing this for 10 years.
Don't want him to do the streams.
No, I don't want you to do, say, cum rex.
Oh, that's not the way you put it. Bring in TJ.
He said, fuck you.
We're on that call.
I've been doing this for 10 years.
Bring in TJ, who was on the call, the only person that hasn't been fired by Game Time yet. Bring him in, who was on the call, and have him.
Do you think Blaze was a good editor?
Do you think he was a good editor?
You think Blaze was a good editor?
I think, CBS is sending the email now, Kareem.
CBS?
CBS wrote me a long email that I was going to keep out with stats and numbers. Uh-oh. And
figures. I did see.
I got some stats as well.
Oh, stats. Last time, though, Smitty went with stats, it wasn't great.
Look, at the end of the day,
I had to write the thing when you sent the stats, but you were last.
That was the blog.
2015.
I'm just saying, you're not the best with stats, generally.
Look, at the end of the day, that Discord call is uncomfortable. Riley, who was hired as an intern, that was his first experience there. I was looking at it as a pure production meeting, and here's some notes for you. He took it as, how dare you question my comedic ability? How dare you be, like, saying I, like, can't do this with my pregnant wife? The next day, we had a sponsored stream before Loco, and I helped that stream. I, like, made sure the product was seen, and they were good, and the ads were fine. So there wasn't any, like, harboring of whatever for me. At the end of the day, when I came here in May of 2017, I told Smitty, hey, I'd love to help you with Game Time. And at that time, you had 3,000 followers on Twitter, 33,000 on Instagram.
Yeah, social media.
5,000 on Twitch.
Job. Social media.
Well, I did everything.
All you. Yeah,
I did
it was
everything.
All you, social media.
The ninja
course.
Video that you love to tweet about getting a million views, that was me arranging that with Red Bull, getting Logan to be the editor. That wouldn't have happened otherwise. Mm-hmm. The Fortnite montage, way back when he was the Fortnite guy. Remember that? Was
yeah,
the
I
best.
Do
yeah, yeah, no, yeah. That was you
that's
put
when
on
I
social.
Put up a montage.
Blaze edited every single video.
No, he did not.
Yes,
Evan,
he did, because I uploaded them myself.
Evan Haw edited the first one, the one that got a million that you love to talk about. It's a video that said the world's worst Fortnite player.
No, it
was
remember.
Just a montage
yes, when
of him
we went
dying.
Out to Chicago.
Smitty, no, this was after. This was right before Ninja, but it was your first montage video. Smitty came
Blaze
up to
edited
me.
It. Blaze edited it.
He
because
did not.
He sent it to me as an intern. And the reason why not. Blaze, the reason why Blaze was hired, Dave, I don't know if you remember this.
Does Blaze still work here?
No, he works
for Patty the Batty.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's his guy.
He hit a big parlay, apparently, and moved to England. And then he also taught himself better video skills and became, like, a legit editor.
How long has he been working for Patty for Batty?
A couple months.
Yeah.
No, he was at the stream on Saturday or whenever it was.
I mean, Blaze didn't do that much here, to be honest.
Dave, real quick about Blaze.
TJ, I've had a question for him for, like, 3 years.
In 2000.
Yeah.
Dave, in 2017.
You're a Mooj guy, aren't you?
When he was here, he was never mean to me. I'm since now not a Moosh guy.
Didn't you like say something when he left?
I think I tweeted that I thought he would go on and do something important.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I vouch for TJ's good.
You vouch for Moosh.
I didn't vouch for Moosh. Wrong.
He did.
Right. I would since publicly disavow it after hearing about how FaZe treated Sylvain Strand in the Barcelona.
That's what made you disavow it?
You can amongst others.
See your way out.
Wait, does anyone want to say his piece? I mean, don't we want to hear what he said?
No, I have no interest in hearing what he says.
In 2017, the reason why Blaze was hired is because clips from me streaming Fortnite were getting taken and going viral for other people, like other gaming montages and stuff. Blaze put together a few videos of the montages, and we put them on our site, and they did well. Blaze was the first one to do those montages. That's why I wanted to.
All right, let me. This is – I love – I haven't seen Smitty get fired up. It always, you know, makes me feel good. Where is Game Time at now?
So Game Time
has – Does it still exist?
So that's what I wanted to get to. We knew Smitty
had – I knew Emerag is there. We knew Smitty had the kid coming up.
We didn't know what we were going to get, and so we wanted to push to get Emerag hired, both really to do content with him.
Okay.
Which I agree with, for him to say that he was not in control of his destiny, and me and Logan are behind the scenes pulling strings. We usually pull the strings to make him look good. I would take blogs and put in the Twitch link so that he'd get those 800 concurrents.
So
the move to YouTube was because that's where streamers are going. If you look at the biggest deal streamers have signed in the past year, it hasn't been on Twitch. It's been on YouTube. His stuff didn't work on YouTube because we didn't have the same amount of tricks that I could do to make it seem like people give a fuck, but they don't. They cared about him playing Fortnite. They sort of cared about him playing Warzone. That's what the hooligans were not for Mooj. I just want to make this clear. The hooligans were for Smitty, Mooj, Hank, Glennie. We're going to then hire a real legit high skill streamer.
That was the vibe I got.
We're
going to
put the common men with the high
skill. So, all right, a couple.
Which I don't disagree with.
So
well, that was the goal. It wasn't like we were. There was no point. I just want to make this clear. There was no point where anybody in Game Time has said, fuck Smitty, we're not going to do stuff with him. Fuck Smitty, he's not good enough.
I'm saying it was a swing and miss from a directive yet again.
And then we went back to Twitch.
We went back to Twitch.
Why didn't you work harder to make YouTube work?
We were on YouTube for a fucking month, and I was streaming doing the same stuff. We're getting editors fired.
The same stuff is the exact word I think I'd use, because you took White Sox Dave and blew yourself up in Verdansk.
No,
and that's it.
What?
You didn't put thought into your streams. You didn't change the thumbnails.
I do stuff that is entertaining for the Barstool
people. You do whatever we would have you do.
Sometimes it doesn't. And that's bullshit. And I tried to do whatever you have me do for a hardcore
And it really worked. How many times did you walk into Dave's office and get a raise?
Bullshit.
Off of my social numbers, you quote. This is one thing I want to make clear too. For him to say I streamed 60 days last year, that's streaming 60 days. That means he's not doing anything on social. I would have to literally text him a tweet to retweet of sponsored things. No, it's not, Smitty. At no point was Game Time part of what I do here. I was never the Game Time guy.
That's the problem.
Literally, Gaz, in my year end meeting the past 2 years, Smitty, do you know what he told me?
Talking shit.
I'm not going to take you off of Game Time because I know it's a passion for you and I know you like it, but it doesn't affect your job here at all. My past 3 years, I could have been doing shit that would have, last fucking pandemic, I was starting to blog. I was taking Viva tweets and turning to blogs.
That
was great.
Stop you from doing that.
You know what they did, though, because I had to stop doing that in March of last year and take on the TikTok full time. And I got that to be the second account here to reach a million on TikTok. What did you do for that? You didn't do anything.
No,
you didn't do any original content for that. On our TikTok?
Call up Radio Brent. Call up Radio Brent right now because I had TikToks.
You did horrible shit.
Of our
you would post up in general with Smitty. Point being,
I had TikToks being made.
Smitty was never pushed
Radio
out.
Brent, Blaze,
when we hired Emrags.
And I was, and he was, he told Blaze and then Radio Brent to stop making TikToks for Smitty because, quote, it doesn't do anything for us. That was an exact quote.
Because you focused on your own personal account.
No, it was for the Game Time account.
And you also didn't go viral on there.
It was for the Game Time account.
Do you want to get numbers that you can quote?
There are clips on TikTok where I have millions of views. Millions of views.
All right.
Two videos total?
Maybe.
Here's what I would say. I get both, weirdly, point of views a little bit. I know Devlin is trying. He's a numbers guy. He looks at it with the Snapchat, what's working. And so I totally get everything he's saying. I could see how you would get irritated because you've been here a long time. It's like notes. Like, I don't like production notes from everybody. So I kind of get both sides. The thing I don't get is when you're, like, phased out, Couldn't you theoretically?
But that, I want to cut in here because he was never phased out. No, we I knew wasn't, the baby was coming. We got Embrex hired.
I wasn't phased. Well, it was kind of like a situation where.
Wait a minute, what? I thought that was the whole point.
No,
you were phased out.
I wasn't phased out. It's me not having any control over my situation. Me
you
not
do.
Getting a, me
you,
not getting a PC.
You saying that to yourself?
Is, and other people, that's like a huge slap in the face. Me not having any control of where I stream on Barstool Sports when I could have been streaming.
When you talked to Ben, Barstool, and Ben asked you, why don't you stream here in this setup?
I can stream here. If you ask
you
me to
said to Ben,
here,
I don't like streaming here.
I don't.
Probably
I prefer,
based off of when you'd walk by him and say, working hard, Smitty.
I prefer to stream at home because then I can stream.
So that
six,
laptop
eight,
you had is broken?
Yeah, okay. It is. And when
wait,
I asked for a replacement,
and you think it was my decision to not give you the PC?
I never brought up your name
wrong
once before
Eddie.
You
it's, that's why we need
so
the woman to
Dave,
him in there.
I want
to
make this clear. Embrex was hired. We never said, hey, Embrex, this is your
can
thing.
He go stream? Can you go
can
stream
go
whenever
right
you want?
You know what the situation
yes
is?
Yes or no?
To? Yes, I can. But you know what it's akin to? But I can't at home. I can't at home. You know what it's akin to? It's akin to George Costanza.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, too old for you. George Costanza, them trying to fire him from work. Or them trying to get him to quit.
I don't know what that even means. We haven't done anything to prevent.
Oh, wait. You can stream whenever you want in that room?
Anytime.
Yeah.
So then what are
we
talking about?
We had an NHL tournament
a
couple
months
ago.
I think his thing is it's getting like too corporate, too many hands in the pot, right?
No, and also
you can go in that room and do whatever you want.
Yes, but I
what are we talking about?
Because remotely, if you want me doing like streams that worked in the past, long form streams and things that are done better, it's done from
remotely. This is all talking about a $5,000 computer?
That's part of it.
Like if you had the $5,000 computer, then what's your complaint?
I still don't have control of when I stream and there's nobody.
Why?
And there's,
what are you talking
you just
about?
Said you could do it whenever you want.
No, on YouTube or Twitch, I'm told what to do. And also,
when was the last
nobody,
time you were told anything?
A, shut the fuck up, Devin.
Wait a minute, but you answer. You're saying you can walk in and stream whenever you want in that room.
Yes. Not at home. Most of my majority of streaming was done at home.
But if you had a computer, why can't you?
I can, but there's also nobody. There's Radio Brian's gone. Blaze was gone. There's nobody clipping, and things just get
Riley
lost
is.
In the fucking shuffle.
Riley is,
and that's another thing. There's Riley and Memrags right now doing the work. I mean, everybody else is just fucking firing orders, just giving directions.
No, we're not. And how would you know that? Look, at the end of the day.
All right, but time out. All right, just back up. Let's just say you have a $5,000 computer, and you're saying people aren't clipping. Couldn't you just find somebody to do that?
That's what I've done. That's how I found Blaze. That's how I found Riley sending him stuff last year. Whenever people are hired here, they're taking away from me to do that.
But
what are you talking about? Riley was hired to be the Game Time intern.
And
wasn't,
he does
you didn't
social
find him?
Media shit.
You didn't find him?
He was
a fucking viceroy.
I was sending him fucking Big T videos
yes,
left
the Big
and right
T
to
show
edit all
videos
the video.
That have one subtitle.
Hold on. I'm
huge.
Still I'm leaning now more on the Devlin side because if I'm understanding, this is all about a $5,000 computer.
No, it's not all about a $5,000.
Because you can do whatever you want.
Like
when you say control your own destiny,
yes,
it's like if
yes,
you have
technically,
you can walk in there and do whatever you want. If you had a computer, you could do whatever.
Technically, I can do whatever I want, but I no longer have the help or support from behind the scenes at all to edit, to do anything.
Meaning there's not five people directly just doing stuff for Smitty, which
no,
is what
that's
the
not
because like when
that's
he says
it's basically
when he says
people,
he streamed 60 days last year.
But
that's
why couldn't you go get somebody to find if it's been taken or moved?
That requires effort.
Why couldn't you go get somebody else?
Yeah.
I can again.
But that's not
and
like
I will.
Like
I
do that. Like
at the end of the year, I was planning on buying my own setup and doing stuff like grow the gambling Discord for Barstool Game or for
But here's where something that's over the history where I'm changing. It's like even me, like Frankie left he, Paul left me. Frankie left me. Like they go on to do other stuff. And then I got to find somebody new, and it sucks for that period of adjustment where you're doing it. But that's Barstool that happens. So your guys leave.
I agree. To
so
that.
So the only thing I'm hearing is that you didn't get a computer.
That's not true.
Well, then what isn't it?
That's not true. It's the directives that.
But you don't have to.
What directives?
Yes, I do. If I wanted to stream on Barstool Sports Twitch, which I have for 5 years, I have to listen to where it's being streamed, how it's being streamed, all this bullshit, which I think didn't work in the end.
So, all right, let's even say that. Couldn't you just do your own then?
Can you also use the Twitch chat to clip for you?
It wouldn't involve Game Time.
But that would be a big fuck you to Game Time
at the end of the year I was planning on getting my own shit.
But if you build your own, it's like I told you my way was correct.
No, look, like I said, he didn't talk to me since March. This is all the first time I'm hearing this. He doesn't like to
communicate. Well, you knew he was mad at you, clearly.
I knew he was mad at me, but I still went about building game time with him in mind.
When, like, that's bullshit, because I was taking off I was taking off every single game time chat. I was taking off every single
You were.
Game. Yes, I was.
You
I
were in that. You were in the game time chat.
From the game time chat since March.
Because, like, we made a new one because you didn't speak in it for literally months till you texted and said.
That just takes me off? Like, what does that say?
Because you don't involve yourself. Smitty, when Embrex was hired in April, you didn't do anything to bring him into this world. You didn't introduce him to talent. You didn't do streams with him.
That's
you didn't
bullshit.
Do
bring Embrex in here and have him say that. Bring Embrex in here and have him say that.
Stop interrupting me.
Bring Embrex in here.
I think we're going to get Embrex.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
What did you do since April? What have you done? Just tell me right now. What have you done since April to help him?
Get Emrex in here.
Who have you introduced him to? What get streams have you done?
But,
what
tournaments have you done? We'll get Emrex, but I don't even know what you guys are arguing about anymore.
My point is that Smitty
In charge of who?
Smitty was never pushed out.
If I go
out,
to an org chart of game time, who is the top?
At this point, I guess it'd be Ben, because I'm like kind of – I'm just managing.
Ben
Riley.
Who?
I'm not,
there is no one, says Gaz.
Did you leave?
There is no one.
Yeah. For the past 3 years, it was me and Logan, and we got burned out from trying to fucking make him look like a useful gamer. It's hard to make a guy with no skill.
Which I'm not.
You're not. And you're not good at creating stuff.
I said in 2016, up, I'm probably not the guy for this. But I saw an alley. I did shit. I got views. I represented a common man.
You got views because we made illusions out of it.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
It was. The guy who got us banned from fucking Twitch. It was all devil. All
right.
Didn't you also do that to us?
Let's
Joel Embiid thing?
Let's ask a question real. Okay, you guys don't like each other. Let's Emrex. When you arrived here, did Smitty introduce you to people?
Smitty introduced me in a way that he said we are co-hosts of Game Time. I don't think he went a step above to go above and beyond, but he did not introduce me.
So the year up until then, did I introduce you to anybody?
You did introduce me. I did feel like there could be a little bit more. That's me being a little bit selfish.
The year before you were hired, did I introduce you to anybody and get you on every single stream and try to get you in here?
Yeah, before I worked here.
Okay.
Before I worked here, he did, but then I felt like once
you don't
I
like being called cum rag.
I do not like being called cum rags. Yeah, we can have that on the record today.
All right. Thank you, M Rags. That's it. All right. We can go on back and forth. There's a couple things here. And this is one of the things people. I have no idea. I've never understood the gaming. I wish I did. It's hard for me to know anything. It's why I call it the romper room, and I think we're getting a decent look at it. I know it's important. I know tons of people game. You look at what's been built in the gaming industry all the way across the board, huge, huge companies. I don't know where we're at with it. I will say this. I think Devlin has the best interest of trying to grow, whether you agree or don't. Smitty, I didn't know this computer thing, but if you have the computer, you can do whatever you want.
We'll see about that.
What do you mean, we'll see about that?
Over holiday break, I was planning on getting my own stuff and doing my own thing.
But so I'm saying, I would get you, I didn't know this computer.
No, I know, but I didn't want to, I don't come to you for, this sort of shit.
Well, instead you're just festering like a...
I was called in here. I was called in here.
Yeah, to
Radio
be...
Brett was fired.
No, this was
Kareem
due.
Kareem came to me, he's just like, so what's going on game time? I'm like...
Clearly, it's
I've
not... Game time is not working. That's a fact. And how do I know that's a fact?
We had two sponsors this year.
We're firing people.
We want to get a guy that can do a full edit without being having his hand held and can just run with stuff. That was not going to be Radio Brent, probably.
Blaze in 2019.
What?
It was performance based then, right?
100%. People don't get fired out of Part of My Takes group, you know? Why? Because they're fucking awesome, and they grow. If you're successful and bring revenue, people don't get fired. That's not how it works in any business. So the fact that people are being let go in this speaks to somebody is looking at cost versus what's being brought in. That's just a fact.
And wanting to get better, and that's why we brought Embrags in. And my point I didn't get to with that is we never wanted Smitty out. We wanted him to work with Embrags. And it was never said to him, hey, you're out.
I can tell Embrags doesn't really love you.
For the last 6 months.
I did everything for Emrex to get in here and has been a supporter from him ever since and agreed that he is a good guy and perfect for the situation. That's not true because in a meeting about a month ago,
I'm just going on that interaction. He didn't.
That's fine. He didn't defend me there, and whatever. In a meeting about a month ago, when Ben did take over, one of the big talking points was, you know, up until this point, we've had game time kind of be around one person and the face of game time. It needs to be kind of everybody. Well, the reason why it was like my face on it, which I didn't necessarily want, is because I was the only one fucking doing it. Like, I was the only one doing it for years.
Right, and we got you help, and you did nothing with him since April. And I know you have the kid in May, but we were just kind of floating in the wind and wondering, when are you going to respond to this text thread? When are you going to give us an idea?
Nobody, you, Logan, I talk with
Ben. Me and Logan, we're done producing you with that.
Is there anybody on your side?
Excuse me?
In the game time world, is there anyone on your side?
There's no one against him. Like, he's been welcome to do anything this past 6 months. In the past 6 months,
from
the middle of May, the toxicity, because I gave you one comment about having a guy that didn't want to be called comrades.
You talk shit behind everybody's back, and Radio Brent was a huge proponent.
I can say this.
He was borderline ready to quit before he got fired.
Wow. He's never talked shit to – Devlin's never talked shit to me about you ever. I don't know who.
And I never talked shit about
him. Do you remember the Duncan Awards when you were in the slam?
He talked shit behind your back.
Because he did.
I'm just saying I've never heard of it.
By the way, I'm the guy that was supporting Smitty in a sling when he was at the Duncan Awards getting ripped apart. And I was told multiple times.
All right, all right.
You said you shouldn't get fired after you swatted.
All right.
Whatever.
All right.
From May to September, Smitty had 10 blogs. MRX had 204. Smitty had 27 retweets for gaming.
Listen,
9 were for cracking aces.
Here forever. I'm not going to. You're never going to get me to be on the Smitty's the hardest worker of all time.
I'm just saying for the game time audience that, like, we wanted him to be involved. Maybe we didn't hold his hand and say, come do this, but he was open to do anything.
Here's my takeaway, and this could go on forever.
60 days of streaming, but I did nothing.
Last year.
Yeah.
What have you done this year?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Things taken away from
me. What
well, Smitty, I mean, yeah.
See, that's a bullshit attitude.
You can do what, when you came in, be like, control your own destiny. You still can.
I will. But
you're complaining about something that's not really you.
I'm complaining about shit that's just, and people got fired because of it.
Fired. You can go in and stream whenever you want. You wanted a $5,000 computer so you can stream it. Your house. I didn't even know that's the case, but that's not a huge obstacle to, like, nobody. You can do whatever you want. I'm missing the point there,
which is what we have said as well.
You've said it during this thing. You're like, yeah, if I had it, I could do whatever. Like,
it's a control and spite thing from behind the scenes.
No, it's not.
But you control your own. People can't, like, you can do you. No.
All right, then I will.
But okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great talk.
Cool. Game time 2.0 to the moon.
Sorry, the logo was changed in March.
Who cares?
But it's like I'm not involved.
Do you want us to get cease and desisted from Nintendo, you dumb motherfucker?
But I wasn't told. So when I go to stream and have the old logo in the background,
okay.
It's
so
like,
we fix
okay.
it. In
but
the
I know this. Here's what I know. Here's me. Here's the facts. If when and you give me all these numbers and everything, if game time was as successful and good as you say it was when you were doing it, these changes would not be allowed to be made. I wouldn't. Somebody would be like, we can't do it. It's a cash cow. This that wasn't happening. So when things change and our people trying to juggle it, it's because what is currently happening isn't working great. That's just a fact.
Okay.
So, and you can still do you. That's the other part of this.
All right, I'm going to do me.
Okay. That's controlling your own destiny. You know who got steamrolled?
Who?
It's TJ.
Yeah, TJ's a good guy.
Well.
You should give him another shot. Should we get that security guard out there? Devlin's a bad hallway for him.
That's a pretty, like, you don't tweet publicly like that, and if that's
TJ,
a lot of people did though, didn't they?
Who?
I mean, I don't want to go back and look.
No,
we're in a few. There was at least not just TJ. I will say, like,
yeah.
There's definitely others that
were
like
nobody
luck.
Here. Maybe one other guy here.
I'll look. I mean,
yeah, tell me
I
who.
Haven't deleted, but I'll
no, look. No. You think I don't know that?
You might.
No, TJ's a talented kid, I think.
That's great. There's a lot of talented people out there.
But I think he was young. I don't even – was he even full-time at the time? Maybe he didn't
– Well, they have a Jersey connection, so they were always like, oh, Jersey over everything. Yeah. It's like a weird thing. But
I think he deserves a second chance, in my opinion.
A general rule of thumb I would have – well, you don't have it. You can do whatever you want here.
Yeah.
If somebody's calling me a racist – and is an asshole, has been here for 3 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't suck their cock on the way out the door. It's just a thought.
I love that we just handled like 30 minutes of that. And that's your biggest thing after
all. Well, that's Smitty being Smitty. He made no sense to a degree.
Here's my interpretation of it. My interpretation is it was his baby. He started it. And then once like it started being like, hey, we want to like shape this, we want to shift this, he was like, oh, now there's so many hands in the pot. And like I'm
but he
told
can still
kind
of go do whatever he wants. That's what's confusing. The $5,000 computer thing, I get. What's his name got one?
Billy Football.
Billy Football. Maybe that's, again, like a pardon my take thing. Like, you know, they're part of my take. He's part of that. So you're going to get that. But I was kind of stunned when he said, I can still go in that room and stream whenever I want. I was kind of stunned.
Yeah, but if he has that bad of blood with the people who are all behind it.
But then you can get a like, computer. And I get the thing. Devlin, I don't want notes from Devlin, but it I don't know. He's like, control your own destiny. You do. And I don't care. He's the king of stats, and I don't know what any of it means. But it's what I said. If it was working, great. It's not just going to be allowed to go shuffled up and change. It's changed because we probably don't think it's working great. It's not bringing in revenue.
Yeah, that's a good point too. But I see his perspective when he just when you built something up and then being told,
but
oh, now you're making your own thing.
Built up to what?
I don't know. And I'm not saying Devlin. I mean, Devlin obviously he had facts and clearly has a pulse on the situation too. So I don't really know. To be in that room, but there was something there though.
And it's like he doesn't have the resources, and it's like we can't dedicate it resources to something that's like not generating. That resources get moved.
Mm-hmm. Smith, to be clear too, Smitty didn't ask to come on. I heard through the grapevine.
Oh, that was a good segment. It was long.
Yeah, and I think personally, that's when the show's at its best is when we get that kind of thing.
I mean, Smitty was furious.
Yeah. So if you're an employee listening and you have something, please let me know and let's.
But the facts are, Smitty's a lifer. He'll be a lifer here. He gets contracts based on being a lifer. He doesn't work hard. He just doesn't. He never has.
I think his point is streaming 60 days.
He's streaming something like what? It's like results. He doesn't. He never has. He just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I do think like shit gets solved when you bring it up on air.
You
too.
Think that was solved?
I don't think it was solved, but like now that it's out there, like I think people have a better idea of what's going on, and it'll be more. I mean, it's controversy's good. Like they're.
I know that was a good segment. Again, I don't know nothing about Game Time. I know this. Big Cat went on, played football, had the most concurrence of all time in 5 seconds. And the other guy's working on it for like 6 years, and I don't know what we got there. I don't know. But yeah. I don't know anything. I know it's important.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to give advice on something I know nothing about.
It's a gigantic opportunity that we haven't capitalized on.
Huh?
I said it's a gigantic opportunity that we have not capitalized on as a company. Like if you look at the industry and how much people are selling things, like what was there like a $1 billion valuation or something crazy on one of the 100 Thieves people? What are those fucking people?
FaZe.
Yeah, you're in the fucking weeds with like all the numbers and stuff, Gaz. What's your final takeaway?
Oh, I'm very aware. That's why I knew Devlin had a strong, like he has opinions about it because he really cares about it. I think when Smitty was streaming, he had a lot of funny moments that would be able to go viral in that world with Fortnite. I think Dave's favorite moment with Smitty was when he stopped streaming after 24 hours.
That's all you got to know about him. That's Smitty in a nutshell. He's finally got the entire world paying attention, and then he just quits. He's like, time to go to sleep. Listen, Smitty, he does his thing and lets it. He's made a lot of excuses over his time here and pointed a lot of fingers on why things he does doesn't work necessarily. And people know this isn't a Smitty thing. I don't really buy any of that. Like, there's people get resources given to them when they're proving to be successful. Paul knows it's like, this is starting to take off. Let's dedicate more resources, not reverse, not like give resources to something we don't know. Prove it and there's resources.
We're looking at gaming actually in the next year because we were talking about it at offsite about how like if you look at Barstool Sports as the top of the pyramid and then you have Pardon My Take, Spit Chicklets, you can have Game Time as the top and then have Fortnite, fucking Warzone, esports, whatever it may be under there. Smitty could find a spot under there. It's not just like
one. He can do whatever he wants. That whole thing, it's 100%. Like he was basically a $5,000 computer. And by the way, some people out of spite, whatever. I know how much he makes. He can fucking afford $5,000. Like, some people are like, fuck you, I'm just going to go get the computer and do it myself. Like, that's what I would do. That's my mentality. That's not his. He sat on it for, or come to me. Like, I didn't know. I didn't deny it. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. That's all news to me. And I don't know. Like, Paul says there's a gap in gaming. Listen, I know what I know, and I know I don't know that.
I just think, and listen, just the only takeaway from Smitty is, like, if say if you weren't Dave and you were Frank who started Pizza Reviews, and it's like, oh, these things are taking off, and then all of a sudden everyone jumps in. It's like, hey, we don't want your pizza reviews on Instagram anymore. It's only YouTube. Like, I mean, after building it up so much, you would probably feel a way about
that.
There
would be a revolt of gigantic proportions if somebody else just started doing my pizza reviews. Like, it can't happen because I'm popular.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if they picked the platform and they picked what time and they're like, oh, Dave, it needs to be like this. That's what I'm saying. And that's what I think Smitty is arguing.
But right, fine. But the only way that conversation gets into a conversation is if something is
broken.
If there's
problems and if there's, yeah, sure. And if there's data to back up, like, hey, this is the way it's going. This is the route. That's
like, we very infrequently interfere with successful shit. You look at, like, a caller day, they didn't even fucking come in the office. Like, if you're successful, you get to do whatever the fuck you want. And if you're successful and someone's trying to fuck with it, you can come and be like, this, you don't fuck with this, is working. So, I mean, it's a chicken or the egg.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And I know from, like, up top to Erica or whatever, if it was generating all this revenue and some major switches happened that hurt it, she'd be like, what the fuck are we doing? That hasn't happened. I didn't even know this thing was an issue.
Yeah, and then that takes its leg. That takes kind of takes its leg he's standing on. So I guess there's that. All right, we're just about out of time. Are you going to the Michigan game?
I'm deciding.
What's the
I got just a ton of travel, so I'm getting everything, like, put into place. I'm going to be in Miami. It's our Basel weekend, so I'm trying to – I am going there. The game's Saturday, so I have to go to Miami to Michigan. I think I'm going to Pat's Buffalo Monday night, so I'd have to go to
–
it's just everywhere.
That's everywhere.
Yep.
So Miami Thursday?
Yes.
Our Basel – that's you met – who'd you meet, Sean Penn last time?
Yeah, Sean Penn and DiCaprio. It's the first time I met Grubman. It was 3 years ago.
Yeah. So you're for sure going to that, though?
Yes.
Nice.
That was crazy.
What, Smitty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone I know, everyone loves MJ or whatever, TJ. I've held that in for...
You got to give TJ another shot. I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what. If you can find more than one other person who's currently here who tweeted publicly in support...
You'll apologize, TJ?
No, I won't apologize. I'll be like, I'm going to give you a free pass because everyone speaks so highly of you.
Yeah. All right.
Talented kid.
Like, if enough people...
I just feel like...
I don't care about talent. I didn't say he's not talented.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a... But I don't think... I don't think he's a double...
agent.
Double agent either. I don't. I think maybe at that time, like... Bro, that time was so fucked up. And I'm not saying that excuses someone going against...
Find me...
I'm telling you, I know there was at least one more.
Who's you have one here? In your head?
No.
There's
I just
one more
remember.
Who's here.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's one more.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, there is one more that I now know of. But you're saying that person plus one more.
Correct.
And then, all right.
Listen, you don't know me very well if you think somebody could publicly go on the Twitter machine and not get put into my catalog.
Oh, boy.
Maybe, what if you didn't know they worked? Like, what if it's just like someone he works
that
with in
there,
production?
There could be somebody I'm unaware of, maybe, but I'd have to not know they were Barstool. That answer he gave of the Sylvanas stuff was a horrible answer.
Yeah, that's true. He said he didn't disavow until – it was off mic, but he said he didn't disavow until the Sylvanas friend moved face hoodie thing happened. It's like, yeah, you should have disavowed like forever ago. So he did burn himself, but
you can't defend that.
No. I get your point. I just know he's very involved in that world, so he probably formed a relationship with him. Probably didn't have much of a relationship with you. Granted, you're the fucking head of content, but young people make mistakes. I don't know. That's my only take.
Pretty big mistake. I know there's people who like him. So again, I've taken the high road, but he came in here.
And that's that. All right, that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Once again, if you're an employee and you're listening, you heard that. Doesn't have to be so confrontational, but
more confrontational, the better.
The better, yes. But the more.
By
stuff
the way, I like MRAGs, but if someone's like that upset with being called like cum rags on a stream, I would never hire that person. Like you, Milton, you last 5 seconds.
Gumdrops
and horseshoes.
That makes me kind of nervous because now that that's out there,
everyone's gonna be calling cum rags.
Yeah, that sucks.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just a from a bygone era.
Better than used cum rag.
Sure.
Tommy. Who did I?
Tommy.
Tommy. Yeah, I used to call Tommy. After I sent him home on a fucking stream. Like you're a used cum rag. Get out of here.
He's bounced back.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.